The mail never stops.
Here come the mail.
Mail time. The mail is here.
When you control the mail, you control information.
If there's something strange in your lead, who you gonna call?
Sleepwire!
Welcome. Welcome to week 15 of the Sleepwire Mail Sack Show. You are tuned in to the only weekly live call-in advice show brought to you by Sleepwire, and here's how it works. Well, you know what? If you've been with us the entire season, you already know. But maybe you just found us for the first time and you are just dying to win your semifinals championship match. Here's what you got to do. Call the number 205-797-5337, 205-79-SLEEP, and you can talk to us live right now, probably for the next hour and a half. Call that number and we will take your question first. We've got other questions that are coming in from the Facebook group, Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club, the Sleepwire channel on the Sleeper app, and also through the Twitter at Sleepwire Show. So if you're tuned in live, call that number 205-797-5337. On the show today, from Top Tier Tactics Fantasy Football Podcast at Top Tier Tactics _, it's Nader from Sleepwire Primetime. Luke is at Sleepwire LBB on Twitter, and also from Sleepwire Who's the Prophet at Sleepwire Who's on Twitter. We already have a call, so let's just jump right into it. Good evening, caller. What is your name? How are you doing? What is your question?
What's up, guys? This is Oswaldo. I'm doing great. I'm in the, you know what I mean, semifinals. And how you doing?
Hey,
feeling better or what?
Dude, I never felt bad. I never felt better in my life. I wasn't feeling bad. Who told you I was sick? I didn't get the COVID. What's going on?
I think he's just trying to figure out what was going on.
Oh, you're trying to figure. No, man, I'm great. I'm good to hear you're great. I'm glad to hear you're in the playoffs. So, what's your conundrum today, bud?
That's what's up. Well, it's big showtime this week. Should I start? I'm thinking of starting Godwin over Brandon Cooks. Is that a good choice?
Who's that over Brandon Cooks?
That's
he's liking Godwin over Cooks.
Steve, what do you think about this one?
Godwin? Yeah, Godwin over Cooks.
I have a hard time with this one. Godwin, he doesn't have too much competition for targets. Godwin, he has a lot of competition for targets. Against Indianapolis?
Yep.
I'm still going Cooks over Godwin.
We'll go Godwin.
Let me check my rankings here, and everything's looking good for Cooks this week, right? Supposedly, as far as we know,
he should be back.
I think that I have to slightly lean Godwin here.
Let's hear why.
Sounds like we got two for Cooks and one for Godwin, but Lucas was kind of. Slightly.
Yeah, Houston just hasn't looked good. They look like they've kind of thrown in the towel to me, and Tampa really still has something to play for, and Atlanta's just fallen apart. So I think that there's an opportunity for everybody to feast here for Tampa this week.
Who's okay. What do you think?
So you don't think Cooks can make it up the garbage time, maybe?
I mean, anything's possible, right? Like I've been a proponent of Cooks all season long. I think everyone's been way too down on him. I just think Godwin's a better player and in a better matchup. And Cooks is also dealing with a little bit of an injury here still, right?
Yeah.
I'm just checking on what the latest is on his injury here.
Okay.
That's kind of where I am.
He was limited today. He should be back Sunday, but, you know, there's just – I think that the upside probably lies with Godwin.
Well, what's a realistic stat line for Godwin at this point? I mean, when he's fighting with Mike Evans, his touchdown potential is probably at an all-time low with Gronkowski there. I mean, Scotty Miller has more touchdowns than Godwin this year.
You know, the thing is I think that the two of them are probably, assuming that Cooks is good to go, I think that the two of them are probably going to see about the same amount of targets. But I think that Godwin has a better chance of getting in the end zone just purely because I think that Tampa's going to move the ball downfield more times on more drives. So they're just going to have more plays within the 20-25 yard line than what Texans are going to against the Titans. Or, I mean, yeah, against the Colts, excuse me.
The other thing there is those guys just came off a very bad game, and I don't think they're going to have another one.
I mean, Godwin has been pretty volatile this year. And, I mean, last time Cooks played in Indianapolis, he had 5 receptions for 65 yards. I mean, that's not a bad stat line. But, I mean, if he had a touchdown to that, then he has a phenomenal game. And realistically, in my opinion, that's what's Godwin's stat line going to be. So, I mean, I'm a high believer.
Probably the same with the touchdown. I mean, it's close.
That's Godwin's stat line. He's 65 yards and a touchdown. That's his ceiling, in my opinion. I think that's just with the higher ceiling. I think Cooks has that.
I don't think he's hit his ceiling all year. I mean, he definitely has a higher ceiling. We've seen his higher ceiling. We haven't seen it much this year, but it's close. I mean, I lean a little. Again, I'm just looking at the player, and I think Godwin's a better player. I think he has slightly more opportunities, so it's close, but that's where it links.
Okay, you know, Cooks is in a good spot, they, you know, if they shut him down, that's really all they have to do for that, you know, for that team is to shut him down.
Yeah, because Akins isn't catching any touchdowns. What else you got, Oswaldo? We good, or you got any more?
No, I got this difficult question. So I need, I'm usually standard, right? So I'm gonna roll with 3 running backs. 2 RBs and then 1 at flex. So right now I have James Robinson. I got Cam Akers as a RB2. Then I got Jacobs at my flex position. But I do have some other options. And I got Jamal Williams, Dobbins on my bench. Let me see. I got Jeff Wilson, David Johnson, Clyde Belair and Dobbins. I don't know who to play.
I know. I know several teams are in that same. It's Jacobs, Cam Akers, Dobbins, Wilson. Those 4 guys are going to give a lot of people a lot of trouble, I think, this week. What do you guys think about this running back situation? Obviously, I think you're starting J-Rob, right?
Yes. And J-Rob, I like the other running back in that game.
J-Rob is a start.
J-Rob's a start.
J.K. Dobbins.
Dobbins is a start.
You think he's a start?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Dobbins is, he looks good, and they're starting to give him the work.
I mean, they're still
man. I don't have room for all these guys.
I know. So who
you're
are you
stacked
sitting,
at running back position? Yeah. You know, it's a good problem to have. He also has CEH hanging out there, who's putting up points without getting touchdowns.
So I guess let's start with Jacobs. Do you trust
Kittle too? I got Kittle coming off IR. Should I play him over Waller?
I don't think he plays. So no, you're starting Waller.
But I guess let's
starting Kittle too in the flex.
Over okay.
Kittle in the flex? No.
I could start Kittle. I could flex Kittle.
Well, Kittle's not for sure playing, so you're not starting Kittle. You're putting in Darren Waller.
He's playing.
Yeah. But the Raiders play Thursday night, so you're not going to have that opportunity to make that decision.
Let's throw him out.
Right?
Did you say you had Josh Jacobs?
Yeah. So do we feel good about Josh Jacobs this week or not?
Against the Chargers?
Yeah. Okay. Do we feel good about Cam Akers this week?
Yes.
So yes. This isn't helping.
Against the Jets? Yes.
This isn't helping. All right. Who do we feel better about, Cam Akers or Josh Jacobs or J.K. Dobbins?
I'm sitting Jacobs if it's me. I'm just pulling out all the stops and going for the hot hand, the guys that look better. Jacobs hasn't looked that great coming off an injury. Give me the guys, you know, Baltimore's coming off a hot win against the Browns in a high-scoring game, and they're going to be playing at home against Jacksonville, who's one of the worst run defenses in the league. Akers has gotten, you know, he's gotten the keys to the kingdom, and, you know, Jacob, he's kind of getting spanked a little bit. He's been putting time out. They said, you know, we're going to take the ball away from you. You're fumbling.
Huh,
have an issue. Guy.
All right, so J-Rob, Akers, and then Dobbins.
Yes.
I'm going to agree with you there. All
and
right.
If Kittle plays, then you're flexing Kittle,
hold on.
Right? What?
No. When Kittle's not playing, there's no way he plays.
What about Jeff Wilson? Good damn question there, Oswaldo. What about Jeff Wilson?
Raheem Mostert, his MRI came back positive. Chances are, Shanahan said he likes his chances he's playing.
Yeah, came back negative, positive to play.
Yeah, negative. Yeah.
So it was a smart pickup.
I was telling people I had positives the other day. My COVID test came back negative, but I said it the other way around, and they were like, wait. Oh,
it was positive news, all right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was a smart and a sharp pickup there, Oswaldo, but you might not be able to use Jeff Wilson. So
It's not always about using them. It's keeping them from being used against you.
That's true,
too. So, yeah, you true. Know, you have really good that's options true. There. You have yeah, really good options. I mean, any of those guys could have two touchdowns and make you look silly, but these are just the guys that we think are probably in line for the most yards, and then you just hope that they're – the ones that end up falling into the end zone as well.
We should okay, just do so y'all the rest like of the J-Rob, show on Akers Oswald and Dobbins, right?
Yeah, that's what we went for.
You're so yep. excited.
I mean, we can spend a lot of time right. talking on Oswaldo's running backs.
But we got another call. Yeah. Oswaldo, you got anything else?
Nah, that was it, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, brother. Good luck this week, man. Let us know if you got through. All right, we got another phone call. This one has called 24 times before. I'm not sure who this is, but let's find out. Good evening. Welcome to the Sleepwire Show. What is your name and what is your question?
What's up, man? It's Chirp, man. How y'all doing?
Hey, Chirp. What it do? How you doing, man? What you got?
Chirp. Shit. Man, I got this. Damn, I just closed my damn app. Hang on. So, my question I got going on is I need help with my running backs and wide receivers. It's almost the same like my man. Well, I'm not as stacked as he is, but it's a standard league. So, the issue I have right now is I got J.D. McKissick because Gibson is still got the stub toe, the turf toe. So I'm trying to figure out what's any news. Is there anything positive come out as far as is he going to be in there this week or did he practice today or not?
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything positive there.
We're talking about Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not playing, no. Turf toe, I mean, that caused Patrick Willis to retire. He's not coming back in 2 weeks from a turf toe.
Yikes. All right. So then I guess McKissick is about the only player really to go in that route because the waivers for running backs in my league looks pretty bleak. Is the, what is it, Bolden Jr., is he worth the pickup versus Mixon from Miami?
Sorry, repeat that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Bolden.
I think that, you know, we still need to see what's going on with Gaskin, whether or not he's going to be eligible to come back or not.
Well, but Bowden, he didn't play as a running back. He played as a wide receiver due to Devontae Parker and Grant leaving the game early, I believe it was. So, I mean, yeah, he played in the slot, and if they come back, then chances are he's just going to get sent back to the bench. That's a uncomfortable and unreliable start.
Right. And then I believe Aquin is coming back.
Yeah, it looks like Gaskin will be out though. Another week.
Okay. Yes.
For what that's worth.
Trash. So then, what about I think I'm just going to just ride with McKissick for the running back. But my wide receiver situation as well is I had Tyler Lockett. I went ahead and I threw him out. I think he was pretty much like a bomb, and I scooped up KG Hamler on the waiver wire, so I can figure out exactly who I need to pick up to fill for the slot because I had DJ Moore. Now, I see he just came up off of the COVID. So between the two, I would say just go ahead and try and run with DJ Moore on my flex. But is KG Hamler worth a run if I have my other wide receiver option is Ridley and Lazard? So it's mainly looking at what's going on with Lazard because I see he hadn't really performed as well. So who would you do out of the three, Moore, Hamler, or Lazard?
So you have Tyler Lockett, Calvin Ridley.
No, I just got rid of then, Hamler.
Sorry?
I got rid of Tyler Lockett for KJ Hamler.
You got rid of Lockett?
You dropped him?
I think I would try to get Lockett back.
Yeah.
I think I would try to get Lockett back immediately.
Because KJ Hamler, he's like another Tyler Lockett. If you look at his stats, he had one catch for about 60 yards and a touchdown. Otherwise, he would have had one catch for 30 yards on that day.
Yeah, and Hamler, you know, Tim Patrick is really, to me, is kind of the guy there that Locke has locked onto. And then you have Jerry Jeudy, and then KJ Hamler was a great talent. You know, he's a good talent, but he's behind some people on the depth chart there. So I don't know that you can really trust. You know, maybe he gets another big one again, but if he doesn't, you know, you're looking at a 3, 4, or 5 point game probably out of Hamler.
I mean, Tyler Lockett, he might do the same thing to you, but Tyler Lockett, he has Russell Wilson as quarterback. KJ Hamler, he's got Drew Lock as quarterback. Now, I'm not dissing Drew Lock, but he's not Russell Wilson. And I mean, if Tyler Lockett, he goes off, he puts up 20, 30 points. And then if he doesn't, he puts up 4 or 5. But I mean, that's the type of risk you take when you have a Tyler Lockett. You know, he's a high risk, high reward. But if he does hit, he won you your week.
Chirp, did Tyler Lockett hurt you, man? Why don't you throw him back into the pile? What happened, dude? Did he not respond to your DM? What's up?
Yeah, man, I appreciate he had me just out there waiting. You know, I don't get with that. I'm not a wait type of individual. I need you to perform.
I hear that. So you're like let some other idiot pick this guy up and start him and then get the 2 points that week in the championship. I get that. I figured the strategy. You're playing that 4D chess. I understand.
Yeah, I figured. I was like, well, maybe he, because I thought he would go ahead and go off, because I picked him because somebody else had dropped him, and you know they had him for some weeks, and I didn't want to be that. You know, it won't be the same thing. We're like, okay, I see what I got. I mean, I know that DK is out there handling his business, and I was hoping, you know, I don't want to wish for injuries on anybody, but that when I saw that he had the roll cal, okay, ankle, I said, okay, well, maybe I might be able to do something with Tyler this coming week. But then I was like, you know what, DK about to be out there. He a beast. He's a machine. He does what he does. So Tyler Lockett, he's looking at like the number two, you know, he's the second receiver. So, and I know Russell, that's DK's his boy. So I was like, right now I need to go ahead and get these points. And it was really one of those moves where I had DJ Moore in the COVID situation.
Yeah.
So I could put him in IR.
Gotcha.
And pick up the additional player. So that's what happened with that.
Okay.
So you needed to get Tyler Lockett. Let me go and get him. But now
does Lockett get?
Go ahead.
So you needed to get rid of somebody to get DJ Moore out of your spot, your IR spot. I get it. So you got Ridley, and you're going to start Ridley for sure, and you're going to start DJ Moore, and then you got to start a third then.
Yeah, and third I had picked up Lazard when he, you know, right before he was coming back off his IR situation, and he really hadn't produced these past couple of weeks. I see MVS is out there. And it was looking kind of tempting because MVS had been producing.
He's probably I would say he's probably the highest upside of all of those three, of Hamler, Lazard, and I guess those three. I think MVS is the highest upside. No.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
I mean, Lockett too, I guess. But if you can get him back, but Chirp sounds like he's done with him. So, I mean, if you're looking for a home run opportunity. You know, like a one shot. Which MVS. Guy would MVS be the guy then?
I think so.
I trust him the most.
Yeah.
For the home run.
Okay, so we for sure keeping DJ Moore in play as well.
Yeah, he's got a good matchup.
Definitely.
Okay, so
you just want to get rid of all.
I'd probably get rid of Tim Hamlin.
He's just getting rid of them all.
This guy hasn't been doing it.
This guy's ruthless.
Yeah, I gotta get
he just cuts him and doesn't call him back.
I love it.
No return. Hey,
no guts, no glory in fantasy.
Yeah.
Well, this is the time to do it, too, man. This is the time of year to take those shots because, you know, one and done. So sometimes you got to do it with one or two positions.
Yeah.
I get it. So, yeah, I think we're all in agreement. MVS is the safest lottery ticket with the highest with the best upside. I think these guys all want you to pick Tyler Lockett back up and play him instead, but that's just going to be a personal decision. You're going to have to deal with that one.
It's going to have to do some soul searching.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at it.
You're going to have to get him an edible arrangement and send it to his house and just make up with him. And then see how this weekend goes.
Have to send it to him, you mean?
Yeah.
It's going to have to send him an edible arrangement.
I don't know. I think, you know, he hurt you, you know, but you just got to reach back out, send that arrangement, and then say, go get it for me. Win me this ship.
I'll tell you what, Chirp, you're going to look like a damn genius if Lockett puts up 6 points and MVS puts up 15.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's right. You know,
Chirp the prophet.
Oh, well, let me do it. And yeah, I don't know. If I don't hear on bended knee outside my door on some 80s boombox.
Beautiful.
Exactly. You ain't about to mess with my wild.
That's great.
You know what I mean? He's not happy. But hopefully, we'll see. I'm able to get him back up. I may put him in. He just ride on the bench. But with that, let's say, for instance, with if I got Madison and Murray, I've been rolling with Madison this whole time. Is it time to just go ahead and let him roll since he's been having an issue with his appendectomy?
You mean drop him?
I mean, Latavius Murray is definitely the start there. He has more standalone value than Madison does.
I've been playing both of those guys like as standalone. Like I have leagues where I've drafted hella wide receivers. And then I have
like you do. Okay. Yeah. No and surprise there.
Good running back, so I've got like my Nick Chubb and like Madison or Latavius. And I've been rocking that all year. And some leagues I'm just like unstoppable in those leagues with just that. You know, if the guy gets me 7-8 points, you know, the other stud backs giving me the stud numbers, and then the wide receivers, hopefully they're doing what they're supposed to do. So I dig it.
True.
All right, Chirp. You got anything else, man, or can we move on?
No, y'all good, man. Appreciate all the help as usual.
Hey, no problem. That's what we're here for. Good luck this week. Let us know how you did. We got another phone call here. Let's see who this is. Looks like a new caller. Good evening, caller. What's your name and what is your question?
How you guys doing, man? It's Marsbot 3.
Hey, Marsbot.
It's been a minute since I called.
Yeah, what's going on?
Cool. I'm still in the playoffs. Doing big things. I'm kind of the underdog, but everybody thinks they're the underdog. So I'm looking for, I need two for each position, running back and wide receiver, and a flex, all right? So here's what I'm working with. I'm working with Austin Eckler, DeAndre Swift. I picked up Jeff Wilson just in case. And then I got Chris Godwin, Calvin Ridley, and then I got DJ Moore.
Okay, Swift, Ridley, Moore.
So you have basically two startable running backs. So they're going to occupy your two spaces. And I'm not starting Jeff Wilson. So, I mean, it looks like most starts planned. So you're probably going to have a wide receiver in your flex is what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And his wide receivers were, sorry, I don't remember them all.
I got Ridley and Moore as your starters.
Ridley and Moore, those are his two.
Ridley, Godwin, and Moore.
And then Chris Godwin.
Yeah, he has Ridley, Godwin, and Moore as wide receivers. So I think we're saying you roll those three out, and then Eckler, and the other who's the other running back? I'm sorry.
So I'm going to put a caveat in this.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to start Ridley and Godwin, and rather than playing DJ Moore in my flex, I am going to play Wilson.
Jeff Wilson. Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm expecting Wilson.
He's getting like the same touches that Mostert is.
Well, Mostert left last week because of a head injury, and then the ankle injury right after that, which gave Jeff Wilson a lot of time to get some plays.
I mean, but the week before that, they split touches. And then Mostert's dealing with multiple injuries right now. I mean, I'm just saying, you could do worse than Wilson on that team.
I'm not mad.
I could see you doing it. I mean, Jeff Wilson's probably safer, but I feel like he also needs a touchdown. Yeah, he is the Niners' goal linebacker.
You're hoping for a touchdown.
Yes, you're going to be needing a touchdown, I feel like, at least with DJ Moore or Godwin in your flex. You have some sort of safety net.
Yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Mostert doesn't play, Wilson for sure over DJ?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Awesome. Next, pick a defense for me, or I'll just have two to keep for this week and next week. I got Seattle. I'm looking at Seattle versus Dallas or Dolphins versus New England or Bills versus Denver.
Mm.
Seattle plays Washington.
I've been rolling with the Dolphins pretty much as like my every week team.
Yeah, Dolphins are set and forget type defenses. Against New England, last time they played New England, they gathered, well, it depends what league format, but the one I am looking at, they got a only a 4 points, but two sacks, fumble recovery, and the way that defense is playing now, I'm expecting at least an interception or two out of the way Cam Newton's been playing.
Yeah,
they play well against New England.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just play Kansas City, and they, you know, they, yeah,
last time New England and the Dolphins played, there was the lateral Hail Mary miracle. I'm expecting another one just like that.
Yeah, I like Dolphins.
All right. Dolphins is the way to go.
What's that?
So Dolphins is the way to go from this.
Yeah, everybody
this
likes
next week.
Yeah,
they, Dolphins. Yeah, I mean they play South New Beach. England and then they play, I believe, the Las Vegas Raiders the week after that, which is also a great start.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Appreciate you.
All right, Mars. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Good to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in on the stream. All right, now we can get to some mail sack questions. Whoa, that's loud. Hello. All right. Let's jump over to the Mixler real quick. Black Mamba 24 is on there, and here's the question. Hey, guys, PPR, choose a running back and flex. Here's our choices. DeAndre Washington, Bowden, Singletary, Jeff Wilson, and Swift. So I need one of those running backs first off.
Swift.
Can we repeat that? I didn't hear them. Sorry.
All right, so I need a running back. DeAndre Washington, Bowden, Singletary, Jeff Wilson, and DeAndre Swift.
Swift.
Luke is going to say, he's going to say Jeff Wilson. I could see it.
I mean,
I could see it.
I'm close, but I'm going to give it to Swift.
All right. And then out of those guys, plus these wide receivers, let's pick a flex. We got Deontay, Toledo Rockets, Chark, AB and DJ Moore. Who do we like? Do we like any of them? And this is PPR. Do we like any of them or another one of those running backs as a flex?
Kind of like AB. I'm not going to lie.
AB? No. Can't trust him.
I want to go Toledo Rocket.
Nice.
Deontay Johnson?
Deontay Johnson.
Against Cincinnati? I'm okay with that.
As long as he's not dropping any passes, he's going to have a good day.
You want to bet money he doesn't? Can you guarantee it? Can you assure me?
He got taken out for a whole half, and he still ended up with the most targets against the Bills last Monday night or Sunday night. So he's the safest bet, in my opinion, still.
All right, so we're going Swift and Deontay. All right, but let's jump to some questions from the stream here. This one's off the Twitch. I cannot read my readers. Hang on. Beantown Bruiser 21, non-PPR. Logan Thomas versus Seattle. Jonnu versus Detroit. Irv Smith is also on waivers. Great question. I am in the same boat in one of my leagues as well. Irv Smith has caught my eye as well. So what do you guys think about this? It's tight end.
Logan Thomas has been pretty consistent for you.
I'm going to agree. Logan Thomas seems like the best play.
Agreed.
All right. Logan Thomas it is. Let's see. Michael Young wants to know Evans versus Atlanta or Jefferson versus Chicago?
Oof. Oof.
I like Jefferson.
Against Chicago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that Thielen is going to garner a lot of attention from the defense, and I just don't think there's anybody on the Chicago side of the football that can guard him right now. He's just killing it.
It's a lot better matchup for Mike Evans, but I'm okay. Let's roll with Jeff.
See, you wanted Godwin. You can't have it both ways.
I said that there's enough there for everyone to feast on Atlanta are my exact words. And Ronald Jones might be out. But I'm okay with Jefferson. I like Jefferson.
I like everyone in this Atlanta game because it's a bounce back game for them, and it's Atlanta. So,
all right, we're going Jefferson then.
I like
Double J.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Evans on that one.
Yeah, I'm outvoted here.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm outvoted.
Well, wait, what did you vote for, Nader?
I think Lucas said Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I went Jefferson. We have two for Jefferson.
Yeah, there you go.
So Hoos gets outvoted.
Hoos. No. I get outvoted. Technically, I only have one vote.
I feel like I'm outvoted.
I'm so confused. All right, Dana wants to know, in a PPR, wide receiver, one running back, and one flex. Here are our choices. Godwin, Keenan Allen, Beasley, Ayuk, Josh Jacobs, Gallman, and David Johnson. Okay. It's a lot. Lot to choose from.
I like
from.
Those options.
Yeah, lots of options.
Okay. Wide receiver.
Hoos, you go first.
I think you got to play both Godwin and Keenan Allen, right?
Yeah.
In a PPR? I mean, you're absolutely playing Allen.
Yeah. Allen and Brandon Ayuk for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk is a lead.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
I'm with you.
Okay. So who's the running back then?
Good options, Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs.
I think that I'm Jacobs
here. Even though I want to tell you Gallman.
That's just the Giants homer in you. That's just the Giants homer in you. Isn't Freeman's
Goldman's been killing it?
What's the latest with Freeman?
Take another sip of beer.
I thought he
he's so been designated to come back, but he went on the COVID list, I believe.
He is on the COVID list.
I think they're using that COVID list as like a taxi squad. I love it. They really got clever with their COVID list.
They're getting smart with this.
Hey, how you feeling today? I'm good, Coach. No. You feel a little warm. You're going on that COVID list. We need to sign somebody. We got to have a tryout. All right. L-Dub wants to know, how does he have Waller and Kittle? Oh, this was he was asking Oswaldo. Jealous much? Justin wants to know, PPR McLaurin or Beasley this week? That's a good question.
Beasley.
It's a real question.
Beasley.
McLaurin.
I don't trust the quarterback for McLaurin. I mean, you know, McLaurin, he's obviously better, but the quarterback's got to give it to him.
Yeah, I have to go McLaurin. The talent.
It's getting outvoted all over the place now, huh?
Talent and matchup. They're playing Seattle. Seattle can't cover anyone, and McLaurin's so fast. Like, all he needs is one.
The quarterback still has to throw it to him.
I know, but still.
Right now, Dwayne Haskins averages negative yards per throw. I don't know.
It's all right. McLaurin can catch it behind the line and take it to the house.
All right. Well, Justin's got some follow-up questions. PPR, need a running back and a flex. McKissick, Mike Davis, Jamal Williams, Connor, and Beasley. So he could throw Beasley in the flex if you guys like him that much. Mm. Or would you flex one of these guys?
No, this is we're pretty sure that Christian McCaffrey is not going to play again. It's looking doubtful. So Mike Davis, you got to play. And then it's really between McKissick and Connor, right? With Gibson being out in a PPR.
PPR, yeah. I like McKissick the most. I still like Beasley a lot, though.
This is hard.
I'd probably go Beasley over McKissick because Seattle is actually good against the run. I'm expecting Jamal Adams to be hanging around a lot.
Yeah, Beasley. I don't hate it. Like, I like Beasley. I need Josh Allen to do big boy things, but...
Yeah, I mean, Cole Beasley, I mean... Yeah, half point PPR, Cole Beasley's last games were 12.5, 16.7. He had a couple of down games when John Brown came back with 3 and 4, but John Brown's out. And now with him back out again, 22.5, 10.5, 22.5, and then 7.
So this is an early day game on Saturday. And how does Denver do against the slot?
It's a good question.
I think they're relatively strong. I still have to go with one of the running backs there, especially when McKissick when you have a PPR running back, that's just flex gold.
Definitely don't disagree there. Yeah, you can go McKissick, though. It's not a bad option. It's a very safe option. It's not a bad one at all.
And Connor has Cincinnati. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, but I don't know what's wrong with James Connor. I don't know what's wrong with the Steelers at this point. I couldn't put Connor in the lineup regardless of format.
I'm going to go with Connor. I just feel like he has the highest upside.
I feel like we're being so confused right now.
Last week against the Bills, who are weak against the run, he got 0.8 fantasy points. They were on the 1 yard line and they elected to throw to Juju Smith-Schuster instead of running it in the pouring rain, might I add. I don't know. It's right now, there's just.
I think that team. Good. That team is doing whatever. Throw someone out. They're coaching differently this year. They're just like, they're not doing what they used to. They have so many options that they're literally exploring all of them each game. And it's annoying for fantasy, but when I see James Conner have a bad game, I don't think he's going to have another one to follow it up with. I think he's too talented for them to go away from. So I'm banking on that, which is a lot to bank on, I get. So McKissick is the safer choice. I do agree with you guys on that.
Connor's on a contract year. Doesn't look like he's re-signing there. I think they're figuring out how to move away from him.
As they do.
You're probably right. All right, so we like McKissick. We're torn between McKissick and Beasley. Connor's sort of out there. Who thinks Mike Tomlin is a jazz virtuoso and he's just improvising coaching, exploring the space?
Pretty much.
He's doing a good job, though.
Yeah, it's working.
I mean, yeah, it is working, but like you said, it's really hard to predict. Justin has a third part to this question, to defense. Stuff, 49ers, Titans, or Dolphins? TFLS3, I'm not sure what that means. Oh, three and outs. And return yards count. Okay, so special teams, return yards, and three and outs. I like that. So who gets most? Dolphins, Titans, and 40. This is a tough one.
I really do like that.
Yeah, I like the Titans this week a lot. But the Dolphins are a solid pick, too.
Dolphins.
Yeah, I think Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Because Cam really makes some questionable throws, so you could have some pick sixes. I mean,
Patrick Mahomes had some questionable throws, and Dolphins were able to capitalize on it. I highly believe that Cam Newton is not going to make Patrick Mahomes type throws, so I feel like they're going to do a lot. A little fun statistic, if you own Dolphins defense, then there's a 57% chance you're in the semifinals right now. Yes.
Is that right?
They were up there, and if you paid attention to us early on, we told you the Dolphins, the Rams, the Washington Redskins, sorry, the football team, those are the defenses to target. On a mail sack, I'm pretty sure, a couple weeks ago, I remember that question. So, yeah, you guys should be there because those teams are...
We broke it down.
All right. We got one from Malgasa Saipale, I believe it says. What's up, fellas? Need help at quarterback, Brady or Jalen Hurts? The kicker I'm starting... The kicker is I'm starting Miles Sanders and Dallas Goedert.
That's a lot of eggs in one basket if you start Jalen Hurts. I mean, if he throws a touchdown to Dallas Goedert or to Miles Sanders, then that's phenomenal. But do you want to put that many eggs in one basket?
I'm fine with it. I don't like Brady in the playoffs. So he just doesn't perform for you in the playoffs like almost ever. And it hurts me because it's like normally I'd give the answer to, okay, like, he has to have a bounce back game, right? I'm talking about all these other guys having bounce back games. But what if he has a bounce back game for the players, two touchdowns, throws a pick, fumbles or something, gets you like 16 points or something like that? I don't know. Brady has just been terrible in the playoffs year after year up until, I don't know, like a couple of years ago. Maybe, you know, like he was probably serviceable, but he just turns into a pumpkin in the playoffs.
I'm going Brady. Atlanta's garbage. And... you know, they're playing in Atlanta. I'm expecting a pretty good game out of Brady. So, and Jalen I'm expecting Hurt. Things out of like everyone that he's throwing to. And you know, Jalen Hurts, like not a bad start at all. But they're, you know, they're traveling. They're playing at Arizona. I think Arizona has a better defense than they're giving credit for. And I watched Jalen Hurts all through college, right? You know, he was good at OU. He came right after Baker and Kyler. And to me, he was not as good in college as either of those two from the eye test. He was still good. Like, don't get me wrong. He was still good, but he was not as good as either of them in college. And he's looked pretty good, but I think that he's not the end all be all and that he will get exposed.
All right.
But how many weeks will it take? Is he going to have another 100-yard rushing game like how he just did against the Saints, who I think have a better defense than Arizona?
But there's no tape on Jalen. There's been no tape. The Saints did not know what to expect.
Right.
Well, they have Taysom Hill, who could be considered better than Jalen Hurts. I feel like whatever Jalen Hurts could do, they could have replicated on the defensive side. They already knew read option was coming.
Hurts has an arm.
Yeah. Hurts is good. I definitely like Hurts, but I think the matchup is too juicy for Brady here. I think he's still out with something to prove. Being a divisional game, this is big.
Brady's definitely safer.
I agree with that.
I think there's high upside also.
He's definitely safer.
I think he has upside. I think he has upside 100%.
If you are in a 4 point per touchdown league, then I might go Hurts. If you're in a 6 point, then I'd probably go Tom Brady.
Yeah, the sitting Brady for me is just based off of I want to see him do well on, you know, because it's going to do well for my other players that I'm starting. But at the same time, I don't know. He just hasn't really done it like in recent years in the playoffs. He just disappears. You know, he gets you these 14-point games, 12 points, and that's going to lose you. Your it's not even going to get you. He gets you 18, 19. He gets you, you know, you could get by with that with the rest of your players doing all right. But he gets you 12 points. Like, that's just, you know, and – it's Atlanta. He should have a great game. He really should. But I just think that he's broken all of our trust at this point, this late in his career, and with his MO of, and granted, that could have been a Patriots MO, right? Like, we don't want you throwing the ball that much into the later of the year. We want to save your arm for the playoffs. that could be a Patriots MO. So right now, jury is out on that narrative that I've just said because he's on a new team. So it's, you know, Tom Brady is the safer option. I'll say that for sure.
I mean, well, I mean, it's not like Jalen Hurts had a phenomenal game in 6 point per pass leagues. He only had 20 fantasy points. So, I mean, I'm still a little skeptical on Jalen Hurts. I think I'm going to have to go with Lucas and put Tom Brady on.
All right. Brady it is. Follow-up question. If Kittle plays, is he worth starting? I think this is a yes, but you got to be really careful and make sure you've got you know, make sure you see him like warming up, running around a little bit. Don't just go with some news. Like, check right before the game and make sure he's mobile before you throw him in there.
You have to be very desperate to do that. I feel like there's a lot of better options than potentially whatever George Kittle percentage of him playing wise is.
I mean, have you seen the tight ends out there?
Whatever. There's not much in tight ends, but I mean, I'd probably throw Cole Kmet out there before I put in George Kittle.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, where's the line? Where's your tight end line where you're like, okay, I'll take a risky Kittle over, let's say, Jonnu Smith or Dawson Knox or Kmet or.
There's not many players I'm going to sit Kittle for, like, just because tight ends have been so bad that I'm probably playing him over the top. You know, over, like past the top four or five guys, maybe not even top three guys, I'm probably considering playing Kittle just because the tight end landscape has been that bad this year. So if I have Goddard, I probably want to start Kittle. If I have Evan Ingram, I probably want to start Kittle. I'm going to consider that. Even if I have Hunter Henry, I'm probably going to consider starting Kittle if he's out there. Now, obviously, we're going to get an opportunity to see if he's going to be out there. But yeah, if he's out there, you're playing him.
I don't think he plays. This is going without said, but I mean, yeah, I could see it.
It's very early, so yeah, it's all could be moved.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
alrighty.
Dana hops back in. Pick two PPR: Chris Godwin, Michael Thomas, Cooper Kupp. Pick one: Gallman, Bernard, Melvin Gordon, Damien Harris, Latavius, and David Johnson. Isn't it crazy that Michael Thomas this year is like part of a pick two question? When last year he was a no-brainer, like he just started.
I mean, yeah.
I still think he's my start, so I'm going to go Michael Thomas and Cooper Kupp for the wide receivers.
That's where I'm at also.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp goes against the Jets. I feel like that's just easy pickings at that point.
Yeah, I'm there.
And then I'm going to have to go Melvin Gordon, most likely, for the pick one on the RBs.
Against Buffalo?
Yes.
Not a bad start.
Yeah. I mean, Damien Harris, I just think the Dolphins are going to set the Patriots back too much to be able to run the ball. Latavius Murray, he's just a question mark. David Johnson, he's also a question mark. Bernard, question mark. Gallman could potentially, you know, give you a little run for your money, but I'm just going to trust Melvin Gordon a whole lot more.
All right.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going Melvin Gordon also.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hop over to the Mixer question real quick. Minimal impact. I need to sit one in a half-point league. We got hello, we got a call. Sorry, Minimal Impact, you're going to have to wait 1 minute. Uh-oh. What's up, caller? You're on the Sleeper Wire Radio Show. What's your name? What's your question?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jesus.
Jesus, go Raiders, dude!
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up,
Hey, man, how you doing, man? Everybody in your family? Your family remember recover okay?
I won one.
Yeah? Okay.
What happened? Everyone's good.
All right, buddy, good.
It was just a scare, man. Thanks. Everyone's good, though.
All right, man, tell us about football now. Let's go. Let's talk Raiders. Raiders time. All
right. I lost my main league, but I won the other one. And I just have a general question about defense, because I know a lot of places they go by how much points get scored on them. Do you guys think it would be a good idea for a defense just go off points by what they get, like turnovers, you know, the sacks, the interceptions, the pick sixes, opposed to to they get 0 points if they get they scored, you know, like the 30 points plus, whatever?
Yes. And I'll tell you.
The regular format?
Absolutely. I'll take this question, boys, because I ran a league where I adjusted the defensive scoring settings and I did away with all that lose points, because a lot of times your defense might lose points when they're not even on the field. So a pick six from your, you know, say Philadelphia throws a pick six. That wasn't Philly's defense on the field. That was their offense. You shouldn't be penalized for a touchdown against the offense.
Yeah.
So I just did away with that. So it was, you know, it was just sacks, interceptions, defensive touchdowns and stuff like that. And he didn't have these 20-point defenses, but, you know, you're a little bit more rewarded for turnovers. You could even throw – we had a guy ask a question about a defense that had third and outs. He had points for third and out, so you could add those in as well, just to make it a little more fun.
I like that.
I feel like if you're going to do that, you might as well just completely oust defenses in general. I mean, by a rule, if I want to be technical, by a rule, if you throw an interception, you are now legally the defense. So if you allow a pick six, the defense allowed a touchdown. I don't know how technical you want to get, but
you're making me think.
Sorry, my bad. Thinking is hard. I have to do it sometimes after I need a nap, but it happens.
Is that all you got, Jesus?
Yeah, because I think I'm trying to switch that. Because on the second league, I'm the manager, but I want to switch that scoring format because I don't like how you get taken. You know, you start off with 10 points, and then your points either go up from there or either go down from there.
Yeah.
I kind of don't like that, you know?
Like Nader makes a good point too. It's almost more fun to just get rid of defenses and kickers altogether and add an extra flex spot or throw a super flex and an extra flex spot in there. Because then you can play more players to get points. And that's really what the fun part is. Like, nobody wants to sit and watch their defense play on a Monday night and lose a game, you know, because
and wonder why stunk. The points are what they are.
They're going backwards, yeah.
How did I get 18 defensive points?
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of like what kickers add to it.
I like kickers.
There's drama to it, right?
Yeah,
there's definite.
Me too. Yeah.
You know, your kicker hits the upright, or you see the other players, and then like obviously, you know, how far if you do the distances for the kickers, like you have a kicker that's getting ready to kick a 58 or 62 yard field goal, and you're just like, that's 7 points. You know, that's 6 points.
Right.
A play that you get to sit there and like, I don't know, it just adds a little extra flair. And I personally think that there is 100% strategy to the kickers, right?
Yeah,
like obviously you want to know if the kicker's good or not, but then you also want to know, I take into account like, how many games does this player get to play in a dome this season? You know, how often do they not have to worry about the elements? You know, how good is the team that they're playing for? Is it a team that can move the ball but is bad in the red zone? Is it a team that can't move the ball very well? Like, you know, so I go into all that crap, and I kind of find that.
There's a lot of different kicker strategies. I often, while we're doing kickers, I like to play – say you have Matt Ryan, you know. Obviously, I won't coup anyway.
Yeah.
But when Matt Ryan stalls the drive,
sure.
I now get those points that you
That's right. Get. You still get those points. Yep.
Right. So in my head, I'm like, okay, cool. You stalled the drive. Your quarterback stalled the drive. Mm-hmm. I'm now going to get those points.
Yep.
So strategy-wise, I used to think like, okay, I want that guy's kick, you know, that the quarterback's kicker. He has Matt Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep.
I think about that.
I generally like to pair him with whoever my best running back is. A couple years ago, I had Greg Zuerlein because I had Todd Gurley. And then last year, I had Will Lutz because I had Kamara. And then this year, I've actually been using Tyler Bass recently because I have. And that's because I have Josh Allen. Bass has been okay. I've streamed kickers more this year. But
yes. So, I mean, when you build an NFL team, you get a quarterback, you get the trenches. And then you want to make sure you shore up the kicker because he might double doink the playoffs away from you.
That's right.
So
a double doink.
Kickers will win and lose NFL games more than a wide receiver will.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, yeah, they. But that's why people try to, you know, Jake Seeley says, kickers don't matter or he wants to do away with kickers and gets everyone trending on this, you know, kicker train. But they do matter, obviously. They matter a ton. But they're annoying, right? Because it's like you can draft the top kicker and you have to do your – but the thing is, they're not annoying. You got to do your research. You do your research on kickers, you'll be fine. Like, you will hit, you know? Like, but you just have to do your research. It's not like, oh, just grab a kicker. No.
Yeah.
If someone's telling you do that, you're going to lose.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Hey, Zeus. You're all ready for next year? You're going
to
be the best?
What time of year it has to happen? It happens every year.
He's going to be the best commissioner next year. He's all ready to go.
Yeah. No, it's just it was a question I had all season, but you know we had already started the league, so I was like, I'll just wait till the end of the season.
For sure, man.
To get this one in.
All right. Well, you good to go with your lineups? All right, man. Good luck this week. Go Raiders.
All right, you too.
Go Raiders. Go Raiders.
Go Raiders.
Gotta give me
go Raiders.
All right, let's get back to some mail sack questions. Let's jump back into the stream questions, actually. Got a couple more. Where did I leave off? Mini Jordan.
Who knows?
Dana.
Mini Jordan 718. PPR. Choose. Oh my God, you're right. Minimal impact. I am so sorry, dude. All right, I need to sit one in a half point PPR. Choices are Hines, Brandon Cooks, Jeff Wilson, Gallman, and CEH. Who are you benching out of those guys?
Probably Hines, right?
I'm going to have to say Hines. I don't want to bench CEH.
It's not a great matchup against New Orleans, but, you know, with Jonathan Taylor's been looking pretty good, and it really, you know, Hines every week, there's an opportunity for him to go off, but with Wilkins and Hines and then Jonathan Taylor coming to it, it's like, you're gambling.
Yeah,
he's a good lottery ticket to have if you don't have other players, but everyone else that you have is almost assuredly getting guaranteed touches.
I feel like they use Hines in such a, like, you don't want to sit him. He's a player like you want to have in your lineup because of that ability.
He's burnt me. He's burnt me. He's helped me, but he's not guaranteed.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's the fair sit. I mean, I like your other options as well. I was going to say maybe Gallman, but
he's the starting running back.
Right.
He's the starter. Like, you got to take guaranteed touches.
Right, right. That's what I was saying. I was going to say, yeah, I like it.
All right, we got back to the question for Mini Jordan 718. Please choose a PPR. Choose a tight end. Janu, Goddard, Irv Smith, Knox, Kmet, or Arnold. Get to the chopper.
God.
I'm going Goddard, followed closely by Kmet.
Goddard, Irv, Kmet.
The Irv.
All right, Justin wants to know, 6-point touchdown, Herbert or Tannehill?
That's interesting. I'm going to go Herbert. Actually, we have to find out if Keenan Allen and Mike Williams plays. If they play, I'd probably have to go Herbert.
Tannehill against Detroit. Tannehill against Detroit.
Odd statistic, since Eckler has came back, he's yet to score a touchdown. They have all came from Herbert. Tannehill, I mean, Derrick Henry could just take them all. I don't know.
I'm going to go Tannehill.
Okay, I got outvoted again.
Tannehill. Dare plan 250, McKissick or Cam Akers? Also, Mike Evans or Deontay Johnson, Toledo Rockets?
Akers and Deontay Johnson.
Akers and Evans.
Akers, Evans.
Right. I was getting outvoted all over the place, huh?
Joss Whedon, I'm big brain thinking, requires naps after. I think that I like that because I just woke up from a nap. Drew, Walde, Herbert, or Tannehill this week? We just answered that question, Drew. Steelers or Jets defense? Steelers, come on. Top defense in the entire season. Don't even.
Jets, you know, duh.
Don't sit the Steelers. Dana's back. PPR, Hurst, Janu, or drop one of those for Kmet or Logan Thomas. You guys enjoyed talking about Logan Thomas. You got high hopes for him. Are you dropping Janu or Hurst for Logan Thomas?
Yes.
Which one?
Do it.
Like, if you're looking at the next 2 weeks, would you do that for the next 2 weeks? Would you get rid of both of them and add Kmet and Thomas?
I would.
I have no of these guys.
Yeah. Logan's a top six tight end to me. He kind of feels more like a wide receiver. He's getting so many targets every single week. And then Kmet,
he's the Waller. He's
a monster. You know, he's a rookie. Usually rookies don't do well at the tight end position, but this guy was by far the best tight end to come into the league. And so he's going to end up being a big deal in future years. And he's a monster.
I mean, he's an old ass rookie, but
I mean, first year. When you take out Jimmy Graham and take a starting role, I got to say, you know what? You're probably worth taking a look at.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I've got some great shares in Dynasty.
All right, we're going to jump to the mail sack. These are questions that people wrote in. Guys, if you want to, or guys and girls, I should say. Sorry, Dana. If you guys want to call, the phones are wide open right now. 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. Just as I say that, TJ calls in. TJ.
TJ.
What do you got, man? Welcome to the Sleepwire Show. What do you got for us tonight?
Yeah, I got a... I'm just worried about a lineup that I'm trying to take to the championship. I was wondering, I got a couple questions for you guys. Would you go Taysom Hill this week, or would you go Ryan Tannehill?
Ryan Tannehill.
Okay. And I need kind of a, because I play in a two-flex standard league, I need kind of like an upside player. Like I put in a claim for Jeff Wilson Jr. Right now I got Kiki QT, but I was wondering if I don't get Jeff Wilson Jr., who do you think is like an upside flex I could pick up from the waiver wire?
Who's there like, right now? What are the top ads?
So like for the available RBs, I'm looking at like Ito Smith, Tony Pollard. Wide receivers, I'm looking at Rashard Higgins, Chad Hansen, Keelan Cole. That's kind of like the level. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Hambler. But waivers don't go tomorrow. So I don't know.
So if you want high upside, I'd rather have somebody like Rashard Higgins against the Giants. Sure. I think they're going to spend a lot of time. Bradbury is probably going to spend a lot of time on Jarvis Landry. I think Rashard Higgins is going to by default get a lot of looks, get a lot of targets. Russell Gage, if Julio Jones does not play, I think he has a lot of high ceiling potential. Tim Patrick on Denver, I think he also has high ceiling potential. Like you mentioned, Marquise Valdes-Scantling, he's probably the biggest name out of all this group for high ceiling potential. But I'm not too confident starting him because a guy named Devontae Adams just seems to take all the touchdowns nowadays, huh?
just has a knack
for
it.
Yeah, I had him in my lineup, but I didn't want to go with both Packers, too. I have Devontae Adams in my lineup, so I didn't want to go with both Packers.
Okay, yeah, then, yeah, let's eliminate that option out there. Well, then me personally, out of all the groups, I'd probably look at Rashard Higgins the most.
Rashard Higgins?
Oh, yeah, because Baker's kind of lighting it up right now. They're moving the ball on everybody.
Oh, okay. Because in that flex position, he has Allen Robinson, so I know Kiki QT is not really cutting it, you know.
Kiki QT, he does have a lot of high potential. Granted, he did go against the Bears, so I mean, right. There was always a limited ceiling against the Bears, but I mean, he did score a touchdown. If he didn't have that fumble, then he probably would have had a pretty decent game himself.
Oh, okay. And should I trust Josh Jacobs this week?
Trust is a funny word.
At this point, you don't need to trust him.
You're gonna trust him, you're going to wish well.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have a better option than Josh Jacobs?
No, I don't.
Okay, then.
He's a decent option. He's an option that a lot of people would be happy to have this week.
He's a good option. He's just not, you know, he hasn't been doing what you wanted him to lately, but he's capable of it. So
I mean, his ceiling is 100 yards and a touchdown, which is about like 16, 70 fantasy points. It's not bad.
Right. He's not catching the balls like he said or like we thought. Not like we thought, but there was talk that he was going to catch like 60 balls this year.
I wish.
I didn't think that was a possibility. Then they got rid of Limbaudin, which made you think that it was a possibility, but they still just don't use him in the passing game. But
he did say it was a standard league, I believe. So, I mean, I'm not too worried about pass catching running backs. Just give him the ball.
Oh, okay.
Who's getting in the end zone? Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for you guys' time, man. I appreciate it.
All right, TJ, thank you for the phone call and appreciate the listen. We got another call here. Not sure who this is. Welcome to the Sleepwire Show. Caller, good evening. What's your name? What's your question?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm Sergio. my question was that I'm half PPR league. I'm trying to fill a tight end slot and then a flex slot, and the choices I have are Mark Andrews, Hockenson, and Aguilar.
Ooh.
I'm starting Aguilar. That's for sure. I'm starting Aguilar, and I'm going to put the tight end was Hockenson and the other one. Sorry.
I think I'm going to start. I think I'm starting both of the tight ends.
Really?
Hockenson has been balling out.
Yeah, but is Matt Stafford even playing?
I'm not even sure that it matters.
No, I think it matters. There's a huge difference between Matthew Stafford and the other QB behind him.
I know, but Hawkinson's still getting targeted regardless. It's Chase Daniels there, right?
Chase Daniels would be the man.
Yeah, so I honestly don't think that it matters. Aguilar, you know, a lot of upside there.
He's the most red zone targets on the Raiders. He is the high out of the baby dropper somehow has the highest potential of getting you a touchdown.
I don't know, man. I don't think I can do it. Chargers is not. It's really
he's not. Dropping babies.
Chargers aren't a great matchup for him. Let me check. I mean, market.
He was there to drop babies. In fairness to Aguilar, so I think it's fair that we say he's a baby dropper.
Drop babies. That's what he does.
And babies are a lot bigger than footballs. So, I mean, who can't, you know, catch a baby? Like,
yeah, but they're also heavier. You know, sometimes they got the little recoil that you're just not ready for.
And it, yeah.
And it's a baby. Who wants to catch that anyway? I'll let that figure out.
They smell. They make funny noises.
Come on, yeah. And they, you know, they need food. You got to spend money on them. No, I'm good.
I'm running with Nader on the Aggie. Aggie, would you say Aggie Hawk or Aggie? Who's the other tight end? Sorry,
Mark Andrews.
Andrews, right?
Yeah.
I'm Aggie Andrews.
Aggie Andrews, yeah. I think
Aggie over Andrews.
Andrews is a top three tight end right now. I believe in him with full confidence.
Is he?
For my team, he is. Mark Andrews, he's been killing it over the past few weeks. Again, he's going against Jacksonville. And such a good matchup against such a bad team. I mean, Cleveland, he had a bad game against Cleveland, and he still racked up 78 yards. People say he's touchdown or bust. I'm going to have to disagree. The last few games, he's racked up 96, 61, 55, 57, which, I mean, in the tight end position, that's more than you can kind of hope for at this point.
All right.
It's tight end numbers.
Sergio, we said a lot of words. Did any of it make any sense and help you?
Yeah, I mean, initially I was leaning towards the two tight ends just because Hawkinson's been on a tear and then Andrews has a good matchup against Jacksonville, who's been pretty bad at defending tight ends. So, but then Aguilar, you know, he's getting all the targets. So it was tough because I've pretty much been decimated by injuries to all my wide receivers. And now I ended up with Godwin and Hilton.
All right. Okay.
That's not bad.
Hilton's going to be a league winner for people, especially that picked him up.
I don't know about a league winner, but.
Oh, yeah, I got him off the wire. Someone dropped him.
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks ago, he put up 21 against Houston, and luckily, he plays Houston again this week. I'm putting him in.
He's not hurting you any. Calling him a league winner, I think that's a little, you know.
If you pick them up off the waiver,
you can start him now. You can start him now, and he's a flex.
You know, this is the week that everybody is getting super comfortable. Like, oh, yeah, Hilton's a sure thing, and then he's going to put up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know, Hilton's back. It's the old Hilton. Nothing.
Yeah, no, he's not that. I mean, he's a flex. He's a good flex.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a I agree flex. There.
All right, Sergio, you got anything else, man? Or are you good?
One other question. Yeah, sure. I in my two leagues, I have New England starting as my defense. But in one league, I have the option of picking up the Titans, and in another league, I have the option of starting the Browns. I don't know if New England is a decent start against Miami, you know, because they've been up and down this year.
I'd comfortably start New England. I mean, Bill Belichick has a phenomenal ability of stifling rookie quarterbacks. You saw that with Justin Herbert. You saw that with Kyler Murray. I'm going to see it again with Tua, especially since both the other quarterbacks have more options on the field. I mean, Kyler Murray, he's got a DeAndre Hopkins and all that good stuff. And then Herbert, he's got himself a Keenan Allen, Mike Davis, Hunter Henry, and all that. So, I mean, Tua does not have too many options on the field. He has a great defense. Start Patriots with confidence.
Who? What quarterback is starting for the Giants this week?
We don't know.
Who's? What quarterback is starting for your team?
I don't know right now.
Does it matter? The Browns are going to eat them. Browns are going to eat them up this week.
I mean, I don't know. If Daniel Jones is out there and he, you know, healthy, then there's a possibility, you know, that, look, the Giants defense has been better than a lot of people have been thinking. So
the top 10.
People thinking, Baker Mayfield's going to walk in here and have a game like he's been having against these all the other. You look, he's had a very good 2 weeks in a row, but I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to come in here and do what
we're just talking about the defenses right now. And the Browns' defenses, although they let up a lot of points to the Ravens this last week, they've been pretty good this season. And I'm not sure that Daniel Jones is going to be playing this week. So I think the Browns are
The Browns' defense, I feel like they've been very overrated. And there's been teams like Washington that's been underrated. No one's been talking about Washington. A lot of people, we've been talking about Miami, a lot of these other teams. But people have been talking about Cleveland Browns like they've been a top defense, and they haven't been.
I mean, the last good game they've had was against Philly. And, of course, that's Carson Wentz at quarterback.
But I
get the matchup. The matchup is good. I would rather, if I'm starting the Browns, I would rather have Danny Dimes be quarterback, considering he's only had two games in his whole career when he hasn't caused a turnover. So, I mean, you know, you have some sort of safety net.
I feel like he shows up in some of these bigger games, which is weird.
Which I agree with.
All right, so
I just had to be tough to advocate. I think you're fine with New England. I think
I'm not a Giants fan at all because I'm very honest with my team. But what I will say is they're a team that you can't really, you think you got them figured out and just don't. It's a tough team. Like, you know, we're not good at all by any means, but the defense is solid. And Danny, you never know when he's going to turn into good Danny.
All right,
like,
so who's?
He just turns into like the Danny. So
who's,
I don't know.
Who's, let me get you back on topic. Patriots or Cleveland, Patriots or Titans?
Cleveland, Patriots or Titans?
No, Patriots or Cleveland, Patriots or Titans. Two separate leagues.
Okay, Cleveland or Patriots. Yeah. You're going to go Cleveland.
Okay.
And then Titans and what was the other one?
I think it was
Titans and Patriots.
You're going to go
Titans and Cleveland? Titans and Patriots in the other league.
Okay, so Titans in that one.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. So, Sergio,
I'm rocking Patriots both.
Yeah,
ways.
You had two of us.
I'm going Patriots and then Cleveland.
Two of us went Patriots.
I'm pretty low on the Patriots defense this
Who's
year
low
as a whole.
On the Patriots defense. this was a mess of an answer. Hoos, what do you think about New York Giants, though? I mean, we know we can cover that all day.
Oh, God. Don't get him started.
Hey, somebody got me started on it.
Nobody got you started on it. Nobody said the Giants, I don't think.
I just asked which quarterback was starting this week, and then that went into what the kicker had for dinner yesterday. And
McDonald's nuggets.
Oh, Lord. All right, Sergio, I'm sorry about that
Look,
one.
Man.
We whiffed on that one.
Hey, be happy. I didn't invite Steffi Smalls on the show to talk Giants. We'd have been here forever.
Who?
Steffi Smalls. Get to know your family.
No, I know. Oh, yeah. I watched her podcast the other day on Twitch.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right. Yeah, Sergio, you got
the interview.
You good, man? Or you got anything else for us?
No, I'm good. Thank
All
you,
right,
guys.
Buddy.
Appreciate
All right.
it.
Thank you. Guys, if we just completely failed to answer your question today, we just talked about stuff and didn't really
just
give you an answer, call in on Sunday, the Sunday Blitz. They're much more decisive because they don't have a lot of time. They do a show before kickoff. It starts at about 11:30, somewhere around there. And they it's same thing, live calling, but it's much faster. Dirty Jobs, Jason, and maybe George. I forget who else is on there. But they have to make decisions.
Way to throw us under the bus.
Well, we're like the... We're like the committee. We're the committee decisions. And those guys are like executive order. They're just like, all right, boom, done. Sign it, start him, go. We give you more insight. Well, I'll say that much. All right, let's wrap this up. We got a few more questions coming from the stream here. Drew Waddle wants to know, in a PPR, pick two, CEH, Kuti, David Johnson, Jarvis Landry, Russell Gage.
CEH and Kiki Kuti.
CEH and Jarvis, I think.
That's not a bad option either, yeah. I was second-guessing myself for a half second there.
I'm with Lucas.
Yeah, right. There we go.
Okay. Joss Whedon wants to know, any chance Captain Luck returns next year? Other options to stash? Brissett or Rosen? Oh, so this is like a dynasty.
Done.
Are you stashing Brissett or Rosen in a dynasty?
I'd rather have Roseman, but yeah, they're both lottery tickets at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're playing the $5 max.
All right, Carlos Orozco.
Not a very high stake lottery.
Carlos Orozco. Jason Sanders, a bust this week versus the Patriots. Kicker.
He actually has the most fantasy points for kickers. I'd have a hard time you finding a better option. I think I looked this up like a half an hour ago, just out of curiosity when we were talking about kickers.
Yeah, I think he might actually have a pretty good week because we were talking about not sustaining drives, and then you're talking about how Belichick coaches rookie QBs, or against rookie QBs, I should say. I think Sanders is gonna have a good number of opportunities this week. Joss Whedon.
I'm gonna agree.
Flex half point, Zach Moss, Cootie, Crowder, Chark, or Bowden, Wilson Jr. on the wire. So I guess I need one.
I think I like Wilson Jr. the most in a half point.
He's the highest potential to get you the most fantasy points. But, I mean, that goes to waste if most are plays. Or do you still would rather him even if most are plays?
I think I would, honestly.
Okay. A close second for me would be QT.
You know, I've been a big proponent of Jameson Crowder this year. But that team has just fallen off so hard, and it's more with the PPR, I think, where he really, really shines. Mm-hmm. With this being a half point, just kind of like, I think I would rather have Jeff Wilson.
Yeah, okay.
All right. And Mini Jordan, 718, but defensive question, Colts or Bills this week?
Colts are just an overall better defense.
Yeah, but the Bills are playing Denver. Denver has led up a lot of points to opposing defenses, and the Bills have a fairly decent defense.
I have an all right defense. Yeah, I definitely get that. They just don't really have the pass rush that I want. I want to see some sack. I want to see some strip fumbles. That's where when I look at a defense, I kind of look for strip fumbles. I just feel like their potential isn't as high for that. They're going to get some interceptions. They could get some interceptions. They have a very good secondary.
Yeah, I'm just looking. You know, you're playing against Drew Lock. You're playing against Deshaun Watson. Which one has a chance to ruin your day?
Is Deshaun Watson guaranteeing a fumble on the 5-yard line?
I mean, I know. I got you. I understand that. But it's like, you know, any given day for Watson. So, you know, if I could choose to not gamble against him.
Yeah. This one's kind of more which quarterback is worse. Drew Lock is worse. So you might as well roll with the Bills. I'm going to agree with you there.
All right. Let's jump into the actual mail sack. We actually have questions sent in. And then I'll get to you, Diego 555. We got to answer these because these people sent these in way earlier. Tiger sent, I believe, start David Johnson or Gus Edwards this week.
Gus Edwards.
This is a PPR league.
PPR league. Oh.
David Johnson if he plays.
Yeah, I think PPR changes my answer a little bit.
Okay. Marvin Jones or Curtis Samuel?
Marvin Jones.
Marvin Jones. I mean, Curtis. If DJ Moore doesn't play, then I'd go Curtis Samuel, but now that we know he is.
Curtis Samuel.
All right. All day I don't know what that means. Start one, Ryan Tannehill or Justin Herbert? I think we've had
a lot of these questions.
Yeah.
I'm going Herbert. We've seen this question a handful of times today so far.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to switch up my answer for this guy only.
Why?
Oh, okay.
That's not fair.
Everyone else was Tannehill.
Yeah.
This guy get the Herbert.
No, it should be Tannehill. No. Detroit's bad on defense, and I don't know. I feel like Vegas, they're going to play the Chargers tough. I feel like this is going to be a low-scoring game.
It is a divisional game, and we never know what happens there, so you might be completely right there.
All right. Big Serge 24, which two of three do I start? Hockenson, Andrews, Aguilar. This guy called us, so we already answered that question on the phone. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah, we already did this one.
All right, Irish Molly, first round semis facing the top team, half point. Want to get your thoughts. Quarterback, Tanny or Baker? I think we're pretty high on Tannehill this week. We're good with Tannehill, right? Over Baker?
Yeah,
that's right. That's
running
right.
Backs, we need two. We got Chubb, Jacobs, Akers, Dobbins, Jeff Wilson, Gibson, he's not going to play, and can get Gallman, and can also use one of those for a flex.
Chubb and Akers, and then possibly Dobbins as the flex.
All right. Your wide receivers are Robinson, Allen Robinson, Amari Cooper, and Justin Jefferson. Can snag Bowden and use as a flex.
Allen Robinson and Justin Jefferson.
That too. All right. Tight end. Missed on this all year. Yeah, a lot of people have. Have Engram. Could get Irv Smith, Logan Thomas, Cole Kmet, Jonnu Smith. So are you sticking with Engram, or do you want to pick up – I know we talked a lot about Logan Thomas.
Roll with Ingram.
Yeah, I trust Ingram the most out of all these, but I guess that just means how bad the tight end position is.
All right. And defense, been rolling with Indy, also snagged Miami. Who do we like this week, Indy or Miami?
Miami.
All right. Diamond Dogs, Josh Allen or Russell Wilson this week?
Oh, that's a good one. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, Allen.
And El Cable Guy, tight end, Tonyan or Andrews this week?
Andrews.
Andrews. Tonyan is two touchdown or best.
Right, Tonyan for me. He's been getting the touchdowns.
He's getting the touchdowns, though. But, I mean, say he doesn't, then you're left a little disappointed.
I mean, he's getting them, though.
He's getting them, though. You are correct. He is getting them.
All right, we had two Andrews, one Tonyan. Diego 55-55, which defense should I start, Cleveland or Chicago this week? Okay, we haven't had that one.
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
All right, well, Hoose doesn't even need to pick because two were for Cleveland, so you're starting Cleveland.
Good point.
Posted by Yes T, league semifinals match, win or go home. Who do I start week 15? Julio Jones or Justin Jefferson? This is Justin Jefferson. Julio, he's not even going to play. What are you talking about?
Justin Jefferson. Yeah.
Julio's lost all my trust. I'm sorry.
Go with JJ. Go with JJ there.
Well, they're both. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Slack Ops, do I really need to hold on to Bell for the playoffs? Don't have CEH. Need a kicker.
No.
Get a kick.
He's a glorified handcuff at this point.
Rewind. If you're listening to the show, rewind about 45 minutes. We talked for like 20 minutes about kickers. I have to start one. This is from Mike. Miles Sanders, AP, or Gurley in a half point?
Miles Sanders.
Sanders.
All right. And finally, Dickerson 31, start AB or Devontae Parker in my flex for the playoffs?
AB.
Now, Devontae Parker has a history of destroying. What's his name on the Patriots now? Completely eluded my head. Who's that cornerback? Come on, can you guys help me out here? What's the cornerback's name?
Gilmore?
Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah, Stephon Gilmore. Yeah, he has a history of owning Gilmore.
If Ryan Fitzpatrick were in, I'd say Parker.
Okay. All right, fair enough. AB it is.
All right. I believe that completes the mail sack, I think. Yes, it does. We are finished. Very good job today, guys. Thank you so much for the calls and the questions. I want to remind you, if you want to reach us outside of the show that you just listened to, if you still have a question, you can find us on Twitter at SleeperWire Show. You can find us on Facebook groups at the SleeperWire Fantasy Football Club or on the Sleeper app. Just look for the SleeperWire channel. And if you want to reach any of these guys individually, I'll give you their Twitter handles. Nader from Top Tier Tactics Fantasy Football Podcast. He is at Top Tier Tactics _. Lucas from SleeperWire. He's at SleeperWire LBB on Twitter. And Hoose the Prophet at SleeperWire Hoose on Twitter. You can catch all those guys there. You also catch them on the Sleeper app. We'll be back next week, I think, for the final championship show. We may even do week 17. I don't know. But like I said before, listen Sunday morning.
Of course we'll be here.
To the Blitz. With them and their start sit questions, same format, same platforms you're on right now. You can find them on Sunday morning at about 11 o'clock. Thanks again for listening. Thanks to all the callers, and good luck, everybody, in your final, semifinals, rather. That's it. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Hey, baby.
Let's go.